ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 14th ब्रह्माज प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 5 and 6। फर्स्ट आई विल रीड टेक्स्ट 5 and the 6th will be there will be repetition. Text 5. Pureh bhuman bahvopi yoginam yoginas tvedarpiteha nijakarma labdhaya vibuddhya bhaktaiva kathopanitaya prapedirenjo chutate gatim param. O Almighty Lord, in the past many yogis in this world achieved the platform of devotional service by offering all their endeavors unto you and faithfully carrying out their prescribed duties. Through such devotional service, perfected by the process of hearing and chanting about you, they came to understand you, O Infallible One, and could easily surrender to you and achieved your supreme abode. Repeat after me. तथापि भूमन महिमा गुणस्य ते विबोधुमर्हत्यमलान्तरात्मभिः अविक्रियात् स्वानुभवादरूपतो हनन्य बोधात्मतया न चात्म्यथा तथापि भूमन महिमा गुणस्यते विबोधुमर्हत्यमलान्तरात्मभिः अविक्रियास्वानुभवादरूपतो हनन्य बोध्यात्मतया न चान्यथा तथापि भूमन महिमा गुणस्यते विबोधुमर्हत्यमलान्तरात्मभिः अविक्रियास्वानुभवादरूपतो हनन्य बोध्यात्मतया न चान्यथा थापि नेवरदलेस भूमान ओ लिमिटलेस वन महिमा the potency agunasya of him who has no material qualities te of you vibodhum to understand अर्हति वन इज एबल अमल स्पॉटलेस अंतः आत्म भी विथ माइंड एंड सेंसेस अविक्रिया नॉट बेस्ड ऑन मटेरियल डिफरेंशिएशंस स्व अनुभावात बाय परसेप्शन ऑफ द सुप्रीम सोल अरूपतः विदाउट अटैचमेंट टू मटेरियल फॉर्म्स ही इंडीड अनन्य बोध्यात्मतया एज सेल्फ मैनिफेस्टेड विदाउट द हेल्प ऑफ एनी अदर इल्यूमिनेटिंग एजेंट्स नॉट च एंड अन्यथा अदरवाइज Translation and purpose. Translation. Nonetheless, however, non-devotees, however, can't realize you in your full personal feature. Nevertheless, it may be possible for them to realize your expansion as impersonal supreme by cultivating direct perception of the self within the heart, but they can do this only by purifying their minds and senses of all conceptions of material distinctions and all attachment to material sense objects. Only in this way will your impersonal feature manifest itself to them. It is difficult for conditioned souls to understand all the transcendental feature of the Supreme Lord as confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11 Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabdate. The transcendental existence of God is understood progressively as the impersonal effulgence, the localized super soul in one's heart, and finally the supreme personality of Godhead existing in his eternal abode. Lord Krishna's transcendental existence is beyond the qualities of material nature. Thus, here the Lord is referred as Agunasya, without material qualities. Even if one practices yoga or engages in the advanced philosophical speculations, one will find it very difficult to understand clearly the transcendental existence beyond the modes of material nature. And these processes are virtually useless for understanding the Lord's own unlimited transcendental qualities, which are far beyond the personal, impersonal conception of a spiritual existence. Only by the mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord, or by associating with the Lord Himself, can one begin the process of realizing the personal feature of God, a process that culminates in pure Krishna consciousness, the final and supreme perfection of knowledge. And then this chapter, Lord Brahma is offering his offerings as well prayers to Lord Krishna. The pastime part we know. One point Brahma wanted to bewilder Krishna by his own mystic power, but on the contrary, he himself was bewildered by the potency as opulence of Krishna. And then Brahma again came. Krishna was right there standing on the bank of Jamuna river, Jamuna, on the sands. Brahma comes and Brahma first of all offers his offerings and prayers, describing the transcendental beautiful form of Krishna. Namidhyate bhravapusa tadidam varayat. I offer my respectful offerings to Krishna who has a garment, who has a cloth like lightning. Tadid ambaraya, his amber cloth, his eyes brilliant, effulgent as a lightning itself. Tadidambaraya, gunjavatans, gunjavatans, paripiksham khan lisa, gunjavatans on his shoulder, around his neck, is a gunja, a certain type of very small fruit, the garland of gunja seed, and peacock feather on his head. So this is first of all, Lord Brahma described the beautiful form of Krishna, the very beautiful form. And then he talks about the transcendental nature of that transcendental form of Krishna. And then while praying, Brahmaji says that no one can understand your opulence and your sweetness unless he engages himself in pure devotional service. Without pure devotional service, it is not possible at all to understand this transcendental form of you. And then, in previous verse, say that some people try to understand Krishna, realize Krishna form by cultivation of transcendental knowledge. But this process, cultivation of knowledge, it is also not good enough to understand Krishna. Who can under Jnane prayas mudapas namant eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam pray sthane sthita srutigatam tanuang vachubhi ye prayasu ajit jitopyastrilokyam. The person, the cost of the endeavor, prayas for knowledge, and simply they are hearing the transcendental pastime of Krishna. Jnane prayas mudapasya. They don't make any endeavor. They don't try to cultivate transcendental knowledge. Rather, they renounce all this process of cultivation of transcendental knowledge and simply jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya varta. They are interested only to hear the pastime, your glory, which is emanating from the pure devotee. Sthane sthita, wherever they are situated, though Krishna, you are ajit, no one can conquer you. But if simply the hearing your pastime emanating from the pure mouth of the pure devotee, they can understand you. They can appreciate your beauty and your glory and your mahima. And then Brahmaji in due course of prayer, Shreya Sritim Bhakti Mudashyate Vibho. Shreya Sritim. Bhakti is the fountain head of all auspiciousness. Any auspiciousness is there, it is emanating. Bhakti is the fountain head of our auspiciousness. Any auspiciousness coming in our direction, that must be emanated from the bhakti. Shreya Sritim, the path of auspiciousness, good thing. But some people, Shreya Sritim Bhaktim Udashyate Vibho Klishyanti. But some people are, in beginning at least, they are not interested in pure devotional service. Rather, sometimes they dare to renounce, give up devotional service. Klishyanti ye keval bodhalabdhaye. They try to cultivate Krishna consciousness, or they try to cultivate knowledge by this process, by process of speculating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tesamaso kleshala eva shishyate. If they don't engage themselves in devotional service, rather they are interested for the cultivation of transcendental knowledge, towards the end they realize the uselessness or futility of cultivation of knowledge. Tesam aso kleshala eva shishyate. Towards the end they achieve only thing, klesh, trouble only. If they renounce devotional service and engage themselves in some process other than devotional service, then towards the end they get only trouble, klesh, dukkha. And Brahmaji gives a very nice example. Nanyat yatha stusav ghatinam. They are engaged in cultivation of yoga or jnana or karma, different type of process, but towards the end they achieve only trouble, dukkh, klesh. Maybe something else, no anyatha, nothing else. Only thing they give. An example, Brahma, sthula tusav ghatinam. If there is piles of husk, empty husk, there is no grain in that husk, and if simply someone goes there beating that husk, so certainly he will not get any grain, because grain is already removed from there. Sa sthula sthula tusa. The husk is completely empty of any grains. There is not even a single particle of grain is remaining in the husk. And someone goes and beating, husking that husk, that certainly he will not get the grain. Rather, what he will get? He will get klesh, some pain in his muscles only, in hand. And then this verse talks about, fifth one, Pureha Bhuman Bahavo Pijogina. Here Brahma described that Jnana Bhaktaiva Jnanam Na Anyatha Iti Uktam. He described that even knowledge, transcendental knowledge, we can get only through the process of devotional service. If someone denounce or give up devotional service and he try to cultivate knowledge, he could not get it. So, jnana bhaktaiva jnanam. even the jnana we can get through bhakti only, na anyatha. And this verse, fifth verse, describe the pureha bhuman in the past, many, not only one, the many, many saintly person, they engage in devotional service. Pureha bhuman bahavo pijogina todarpiteha nijkarm labdhaya. Only utility of other process, other than devotional service, that if someone renounce devotional service and engage in the yoga, and jnana, and karma, and yajna, it is useful only in the sense that towards the end, the yogis realize the futility of jnana-kanda and karma-kanda. Only useful. Because when they engage themselves in cultivation of yoga and jnana and sankhya, towards the end, if they are really serious and honest, they realize the futility or uselessness of the process. And once they come to the conclusion that this process we have accepted, that is completely useless, at that time, vibhudhya, they understand, they realize, and then they tvad arpit iha nijakarmi. Then what? They direct their effort, their prayatna towards that Lord, and they surrender themselves, and they dovetail their desire with the desire of Krishna. So every activity they, because they now they are understanding that the cultivation of knowledge or yoga or karma kanda, this is a useless, for that reason they become very much frustrated at that point, and then accept all their iha activities. It is material or spiritual, everything they surrender in the Lord Krishna. They took shelter of lotus feet of Krishna and they dovetailed their desire with the desire of Krishna. Vibhudhya bhaktaiva. And then they engage themselves in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness bhakti, and through the bhakti, by the potency of the bhakti, by the influence of the bhakti devotional saripprape dire, they got the supreme destination, param gatim. Param gatim. Param gatim means the parshadatva. They developed attraction. They revived their spontaneous attraction for Krishna, prema bhakti, and then they become eligible to enter in the kingdom of God in the serving service attitude. Prape dire anjasa chutte gatim param. And then tathapi bhuman mahima gunashyate. So this is the process Brahma describing, that this is the process of understanding the potency of Krishna, sweetness of Krishna, or opulence of Krishna. How that comes? Brahmaji is describing that by devotional service, cultivation of devotional service, we can get the supreme destination, param gatim. We become eligible to enter in the kingdom of Krishna, Vaikuntha or Golok, with a service attitude, and we engage there in the complete pure devotional service. But how this bhakti comes? Kathopanitaya bhaktya eva. First of all, they direct their all activities towards the Krishna. They adopted their desire with the desire of Krishna. And then, kathopanitaya bhaktya, bhakti which we achieve, which we get by katha, Krishna katha. When we hear Krishna katha, when Krishna katha enters in our heart through the oral reception, and then we revive our Krishna consciousness. Bhakti comes katha upanitaya bhaktya. Bhakti which is we get achieved by katha, sravanam and kirtanam. When we engage ourselves in sravan and kirtan, so by the influence of sravan kirtan, we develop bhakti, and then that bhakti, pure devotional service, becomes eligible. By the process of pure devotional service, by the influence of pure devotional service, we become eligible to revive our spontaneous attraction for Krishna. So, and what about other process? Here Brahmaji says that only by devotional service we can. Other process are only helpful, are useful, because we realize towards the end that the process, other process other than devotional service, is useless, futility of. Without bhakti, we can't cross the material existence of repeated cycle of birth and death. Here Brahmaji also described, but one Hindi poet very nicely described how the other processes are completely futile. Bari mathe ghrit hoi baru sikata te baru te. A poet described, maybe by churning water you can get butter. It is not possible at all, but maybe some point the prakriti changes nature, and simply by churning water you may get butter. Bari mathe ghrit hoi paru sikata te paru tel, and by crushing sand you may get iron. It is absolutely impossible, but if you are some fortunate enough, you may get it. Maybe the nature, prakriti, nature, it changes nature. Binu hari bhakti, but without hari bhakti, without Krishna consciousness, you can't cross the existence of repeated cycle of birth and death. Material existence, no way. Only we can cross the material existence by pure devotional service only. And he says that this principle akatya, your siddhant appear irrefutable. You can refute this doctrine, this firm doctrine. So Brahmaji here in his prayer, while he is praying, he trying to establish that doctrine that if anyone wants to revive his spontaneous attraction for Krishna, then only process he should adopt bhakti. And what about jnan? Even so-called speculative knowledge, jnan, or impersonal, that is also not possible on its own way. If someone is engaged himself seriously and honestly in cultivation of Krishna consciousness, cultivation of knowledge, but he doesn't give proper regard for devotional service. Rather, he renounced devotional service and he wants that I will understand Krishna. It is not possible. To some extent, maybe by purely and sincerely, if he is engaged in cultivation of knowledge, he may have a little glance for impersonal feature of Krishna. Maybe, though it is not possible, but some fortunate person, if he is really serious and honest, engaged in cultivation of knowledge, so only he can get some glimpse, jhalak, of impersonal feature of Krishna. But when comes in this purport, it is mentioned that Krishna's feature, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdate. Lord is there, Brahma, through that existence, potency, Krishna is all pervading. Krishna is present everywhere, that is Brahma Jyoti, impersonal feature of Krishna. Superior to this feature is the localized Paramatma, Sarvasya Chaham Hridishan Niveshto. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma, Super Soul. And beyond that Super Soul conception, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, full of all six opulences and all sweetness, he is existing, he displaying his pastime in his abodes like Vrindavan and Vaikuntha and Golok. So, and then in this verse, sixth verse, Brahmaji talking that, and Brahmaji, in one sense, Brahma described that by devotional service, if we engage ourselves in pure devotional service, then we can understand, we can appreciate, we can cross the existence of material nature. But in this verse, Brahma again, he becomes very much, no, I think it is, I have exaggerated this one. So no, Lord, we have no potency, even we engage ourselves in pure devotional service, still it will not possible for us to get a spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Rather, because we are so insignificant, Krishna is so great, so sweet, what we can pay price to get him? It is not in our pot. But when our heart becomes completely free from all contamination by the cultivation of pure devotional service, when our heart become completely purified, spotless, avikriyat, here Brahmaji word is avikriyat. If there is not even a tinge of a sense of sense gratification, material sensibility, it is not there, then even in that purity has no power to conquer, get Krishna. But when by process of devotional service, when we purify our existence, then Krishna, out of his own mercy, karuna, he descends in our consciousness. It is not even the pure devotional service, by the cultivation of pure devotional service, we are not competent enough, powerful enough to capture Krishna. But when engage ourselves sincerely and honestly in pure devotional service, then Krishna, out of his own causeless mercy, he descends. So, Brahmaji is here trying to explain that we can understand, we can appreciate the glories, greatness, sweetness of Krishna by Krishna's mercy, not through by the power of our devotional service. We have cultivated nicely, chanting very seriously everything, and that is not good enough. It is helpful in sense that once the consciousness is purified by pure devotional service, then Krishna descends out of his own causeless mercy, comes here. So eventually it is mercy of Krishna. First Brahmaji talks about Gyan. By Gyan, nahi Gyanena sadrisham pavitram yakasit vidyate, and Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita. Nahi Gyanena sadrisham pavitram yakasit vidyate. There is nothing more pure than pure knowledge. But even that knowledge, to some extent, it is useful, that by the cultivation of knowledge we realize that the futility or uselessness of knowledge. That is helpful. And even we practice, then we can have a little glimpse of impersonal feature of Krishna. Personal feature of Krishna we can get only through pure devotional service. But even pure devotional service is not competent enough to capture Krishna. It is only the mercy of Krishna. We cultivate honestly Krishna consciousness, purify our existence by, and then Krishna descends out of his own mercy, out of his own karuna, causeless mercy. So in this particular verse, Brahmaji is trying that we can get Krishna, we can cross the material existence, not by our own effort, but simply by the causeless mercy of Krishna. Any question or comment? I think I'll finish my. Okay. Punch board up for you.
So, just like you go to Ganges for purification, but Mani Griva and Nala Kubera were to Ganges for, they wanted to enjoy sense gratification. So, is it that we're thinking that we're going to automatically get purified just by going to Ganges? But it mentioned that it's also a state of consciousness, a desire. I mean, Krishna is not robotic. It's not like Krishna has to give me this mercy if I do X, Y, Z. He said the cultivating knowledge. And cultivating knowledge means just by hearing, but also the mood or the intention of the hearer or the performer of sacrifice is taken into consideration. Can you say something about that?
Let me see. Different. Krishna's mercy is so powerful that no, we may offend sinful activity. That is power of sinful activities. And one power, and another power of Krishna's mercy. So, Krishna mercy is more powerful than our potency or the sinful activity. If Krishna mercy, like Jagai Madhai, they did nothing for purification completely. But Krishna wanted to bestow mercy in Jagai Madhai. So, any amount of our sinful activities are offense, it has no power to check, stop the mercy of Krishna. So, we like in a case of Nalkubar and Manigiri. They did not. Even they don't have any interest to know Krishna for devotional service. They are not. They renounce everything. But if Narad wanted to bestow his mercy, so Narad mercy is so powerful that their sinful activities or offensive attitude could not check the mercy of Narad Rishi. So similarly, if Krishna wants to bestow his mercy upon any living entity, so we can't, no, he is so powerful that mercy will not flow in that direction, no. एक जगह कहा गया है कि यदि दुनिया के सब लोग मिलकर ऑल पीपुल ऑन द अर्थली प्लैनेट दे सिंपली इंगेज इन सिंफुल एक्टिविटी एंड दे अर्न द क्वांटिटी ऑफ सिंफुल एक्टिविटी सो बिग इट इज नॉट गुड एनफ टू चेक द पोटेंसी ऑफ नेम chanted once. One person chanted one time Krishna, Krishna. That has potency. And other, the sinful, whole population of earthly planets, they are simply engaging themselves in sinful activities so that they can check, they can counteract the potency of chanting of Krishna name once. It is not possible. Krishna chanting one time is more powerful. So similarly, those one side offense, sins of Nalkubar was there, that was also potent. But another side, the mercy of Naradji was there. Both, and always the mercy of Narad become, what do you say, he conquered. Because he maker destroy there. So here also it is mercy. And if Krishna wants to bestow his mercy, then that mercy will not act. It will not be effective because he is so sinful person. So it is so that is one is sadhana siddha. This is also one person. कृपा सिद्ध तो भक्ति भक्ति आल्सो कृष्ण भक्ति जन्म मूल है साधु संग सतसंग इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस संग आर मर्सी Mercy of sadhu is so powerful that any sinful person can get pure devotional service if some sadhu uses his veto power. He had a strong desire to make that person Krishna conscious.
Is that what you call causeless mercy?
Causeless mercy. One Krishna guna quality is he is not partial, impartial. So if Krishna would bestow his mercy to a certain living entity, then he will be contaminated by the disqualification of partiality. There will be partiality. But Krishna giving mercy to him and not to me. Krishna is impartial. So his impartiality would be destroyed if Krishna directly bestow his mercy to a certain living entity. But Krishna has given this power, invested his power in a pure devotee, and if he bestows his mercy to any living entity, still he is not contaminated by the partiality. So it is Krishna bhakti janma mul hai sadhu sang. So if really someone wants to achieve pure devotional service, obtain pure service, the best course to please, satisfy a pure devotee, and he has power to bestow, bring Krishna in our direction, and still he will not be condemned for his partiality. He can use his veto power to make any devotee, any person Krishna conscious. So Krishna is not bestowing mercy to certain any living entity directly, because he would become contaminated by the disqualification of partiality. And one Krishna is impartial. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshesu napya. I am equal to all living entity. No one is my friend and no one is my enemy. So for that reason, Krishna directly, if he wants to bestow, he throws one to you. So Narad bestowed. CEO was right there. Null and Kuber were engaged, they are taking bath, naked bath, what is offending, and right there in the abode of CEO, CEO did not care. Jiova, Marova. You die or live, I don't care. Why should I bother for you? But sadhu, they are such a merciful heart. They could not ignore. Sadhava sam drikshanta dina nam samupekshaka brahma. A sadhu, do sad brahmana sam drikshanta dina nam samupekshaka brahma teja tasyapi bhin bhanda yathapaya. If a saintly person, sadhu, ignores the distress, suffering of other living entity, innocent, then his spiritual potency diminishes, leaks out, just as water put in the broken pot, it leaks out. So similarly, a sadhu has no power, right, to ignore the distress of a living entity. He must be, he is duty bound to bestow mercy upon living entity, especially fallen living entity.
That is the case of Lord Nityananda, Vijaya Anandai. That's why Lord Nityananda is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya.
They have done every single sinful activity they have cultivated. But Nityananda did not care. Rather, he has no right to ignore them, deliver.
They were the right personalities to be liberated, according to Lord Nityananda and Harivasa.
Maharaj, I think you would like to say something. Okay, fine. So here I should. Grantha Smudhagotam ki.